The following program is rated TV-MANOC. It contains a big pair of nuts directly on your chin. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Go to the fucking gym.
Obesity is epidemic in the United States and a major cause of death.
What is fat activism?
I, a fat person, am sharing my own lived experience.
Pizza is a vegetable.
Your fatphobia is your problem.
It is not my place as a smaller-bodied white man to comment on it.
Radical body positivity.
What can men do against such reckless hate?
There's only one man who can help me.
This is for you new people. I only have one rule. Everyone fights, no one quits.
This day we fight!
Inconceivable!
The sun is shining, the birds are chirping, the bacon is sizzling. Welcome to the Daily Swole.
Testing, testicles. Welcome, everyone, to episode 2934 of the Daily Mother Swole, the most muscular Swolecast, Beercast, Broadcast, Gangcast, Mancast, Pimpcast, Sleevecast, and Slaycast in Zehrelm, because when I flex, you flex, we all flex our biceps. What's going on, Bishas, Booshas, Bustas, Hustlers, and y'all hoes? It's your boy, Papa Swolio, back with another episode. And today's episode, the Beast Cast, is brought to you, is powered, is sponsored by Everest and K2, flexing on all you Bish. Welcome to the show, everyone. Make sure you hit the like button. Subscribe live on Rumble every day. Rumble.com/The Daily Swole. Thanks for being here. Make sure you check all the links down below to get all the special offers with merch. We have a buy one, get one 50% off over at papaswolio.com. And of course, join the fam over at swolenormousx.com. We had a great overtime segment, brand new drive while gaining. All that's available in Uncensored inside swolenormousx. So go and check it out, swolenormousx.com. That being said, drop in the comments down below. What are you smashing today? Let's summon the Falcon and get 2 days of party started. Falcon. All right, fam, hashtag Swole Slut, hashtag SSS, because today is Swole Slut Saturday, and we'll give away the Swole card at the end of today's episode. Thank you again, everyone, for being here. Now let's moisturize. Let's get into those Swole Fam posts. Babe, just an inch, just nice. An inch. It's cold outside. All right, first Swole Fam post today is a little smiling Chastity saying, made it in 4 days. So proud of myself. Yoga and walks this weekend. Down another 2 pounds. Wow. Good for you. Good for you. 1 to 2 pounds a week is a great pace. We got a lot of gym selfies. Mark says, hopped on the last buy one, get one sale, and this is one of the bad boys I copped. Before I wear this to the gym, I'm wearing it out to the store to stock up my deep freezer with some meat. Hashtag go to the fucking gym. Your mom is my cardio. Beard lives matter. I agree. You're getting American Power. Your mom is my cardio. I love it. Your mom is my cardio. Love that shirt. That's one of the brand new merch options. Like I said, buy one, get one 50% off. We did it again because some of the members were like, hey, I didn't even get the buy one, get one. I had my cart loaded up. I think Pedro was like, my cart was loaded up and I didn't get to seal the deal, to hit the submit button. So now ends tomorrow at midnight. So papasolio.com, buy one, get one 50% off. And, you know, maybe we'll do it again soon, but do not wait for that. Jump on it now. We got a lot of America stuff going because it's America season. So get ready for that. Also, if you are, like I said, ready to join the fam, join us over at SwoonArmistX.com. Monday, May 27th, not day after tomorrow. The following is a major release party. We do that 3 times a year. We do extra releases. And if we have major announcements, we make them then. So think of it like the Apple developers release. Hey, new iPhone. We have it every single year, but 3 times. And Monday, May 27th, 12 noon Eastern time. Is going to be legit. So check that out. Balls Deep for Summer Release Party will be here and we'll be announcing some major shit. So let's get into a couple emails. And if you're not on the email list, links in the description, makeemailswoleagain.com to get on that email list. We got one regarding the truth about cardio. Let's do that one first from Shrey from the email, The Truth About Cardio. Shrey says, Papa Swolio, does lifting heavy weights hamper height growth? As I am 19 years old, my parents don't allow me to go to the gym because they think that will hamper my growth.
That's fucking bullshit.
The answer is no. And the answer is also possibly, but you have to do a lot of major damage. You have to do tons of overload and really tons of improper training protocols when you are in your growth phase. At 19, you're not really growing. It's possible to grow a little bit more in college around that time frame, but very rarely are you going to be growing more after 19. So at this point, no, it's kind of silly to think that it's going to hamper your growth. But if you're 10, 11, 12, you know, before puberty, your growth plates haven't, you know, finalized and haven't hardened and stiffened or whatever the hell they do after you're done growing, right? The epiphyseal plate or something, I think it's called. You're not going to, you need to really do some, again, structural damage, like stress fractures and things that will damage the growth plate, which is possible, but you have to be during that growth phase and 19 years old. Not going to be worrisome in my opinion. So man, your parents aren't letting you go to the fucking gym at 19. Let me see. What year was that for me? Yeah. I was lifting for a couple of years at that point. So you could definitely lift when you're 9, 10, 11, 12. You just have to go very light and learn good form, but it's great to lift. If you have kids and you have a home gym, it's great to lift with them and educate them. You're just not trying to push to failure and doing negatives and forced reps and loading it up. You're not doing a bodybuilding split. They're just fucking around with some very light weights, learning the proper form. There's nothing wrong with lifting things. The problem is the focused overload when the human body is not fully formed. Okay, let's get into another email. This is from What is the Best Split? And Kat responded, 100% my best split is the old upper legs mobility repeat. However, since injuring my shoulder, my progression stopped, so I switched up my split. I now run upper and core, legs and core, mobility, then repeat. For the past month or so, I switched to include core since I cannot increase my lifts. I was making great progress, but I have to listen to my body. My shoulder is telling me to maintain and take this time to really work my core. I don't know why your shoulder... People throw around the term core. I'm not really sure. This is definitely not correct in the sense. Your shoulder is part of your core in a sense. But let me say that needs the most work anyway. And sadly, I'm not seeing any change, but I know it'll happen in time. Patience is key in a weight loss journey. Well, actually, resistance training and proper nutrition protocol. So you should be doing corrective exercise. There's no reason why you can't be making progress and can't be increasing weights and can't be, you know, moving in that direction. So what you need to be doing is doing corrective exercise for your shoulder. Your core is getting worked when you do any type of activity. All right. Do you mean crunches? Do you mean spinal flexion extension? Core is kind of a marketing term, to be honest. So you could definitely see change. I would probably say it's probably due to your nutrition and the weight training that you're going through. But, you know, maybe you adjust the weight. Sometimes if you have something that's kind of finicky, you go higher repetition ranges. So that's understandable. You can still train to and close to failure, but you might want to, maybe you're lightening the load. And you're doing more reps, which can incur more fatigue, which will incur more fatigue. So something to think about. Maybe just increasing the repetitions. But of course, if you have an injury, going back to cats specifically, you need to make sure that you're addressing and allowing the time to heal, but working on the movements and the body parts and the exercise are going to help you avoid that, because that's the biggest thing. You want to mitigate your risk of injury. So having proper form and having proper program design and so on and so forth is going to allow you to make progress. But also the whole point of this is to maximize recovery and minimize the risk of injury. Because you also don't want to be lacking recovery and not make progress. Even if you're not injured, you're not making progress. So it's still the problem. Injuries are going to set you back on your progress, and also improper program design and excessive fatigue, neurological and neuromuscular fatigue, and just physiological fatigue, is going to limit your progress. All right, fam, time for some knowledge cock. Let's get those questions in the comments down below. Let's get some lights. We'll get a little close up for you swole sluts out there. Sweet. All right, you got questions you want to follow up if you're watching? A great time. If you are watching and you submitted one of those questions or emails, you can follow up with hashtag AskPapaSwolio. So let's see. Pedro, is there a limit to the amount of swole gear one can have? Ooh, that's a great question. And the answer is no. There's no limit. There's no limit to how much.
How dare you?
There's no limit to how much of the greatest merch in the realm you can accumulate. Today, I'm rocking the spandex as a privilege, not a right. Super underrated design. Super underrated. Spandex is a privilege, not a right. AKA go to Walmart and look at all the spandex. My God.
How shall we fuck off, oh Lord?
Good Lord. You don't want none of that.
That's a huge bitch.
None of that. All right. We'll take some more questions. Live questions. Hashtag Ask Papa Swolio. If you want to call into the show, tomorrow is Ask Papa Swolio Live. So we're just taking calls. You go to AskPapaSwolio.com. AskPapaSwolio.com to call into the show. All these links are down below. We got one from Bogdan. Bogdan SS.
What's in the box?
Papa Soli, what is the best biceps exercise? Ah, there is none. There is no best biceps exercise, but I would recommend working the different parts of the bicep. And mostly it's going to be worked with any exercise. But personally, there's three main movements that I use for biceps. One's going to be hammer curl. And or an alternating, like a supinating biceps curl. So you're getting the brachioradialis, the brachialis. You're hitting all the parts of the bicep. You're hitting the elbow flexors as well, including the biceps. So hammer curls, preacher curls, and a good like supination dumbbell curl is really all you need. I love preacher curls. Preacher with an easy bar, single arm with a dumbbell. You can do a preacher machine. I have two preacher machines. They're fantastic. So that's really all you need. And to be honest, you can build the biceps in so many different ways. So many different ways. The problem is when people choose exercise, they can't really overload very well. So this is the way it is with any muscle. You want to make sure you pick an exercise that you can be stable with and you can overload properly. So let's say you use one of those Bosu balls and you're doing squats or you're standing on it. You're not going to be able to overload as much as you could if you were just standing on the ground. You don't need to work proprioception when you're doing strength training. That's not how it's supposed to work. Strength training is one thing. Strength training requires stability. And if you can pick a stable exercise, this is why machines are so effective. Same thing with barbell and dumbbell work, but obviously there's more stability and the ability to overload them is much harder. For example, to get off the biceps for a second, if I am doing a chest machine where I'm not going to drop it on my face, I have the handles, I could load up plates, I can push as much as I want, I don't have to worry about the bar landing on my neck, on my face, on my chest, tearing my shoulder out. I can just let go of the handles, boom, and it hits the stoppers. I can overload that maximally. Let's say I put 400 pounds on that. I can do that by myself. I can overload and progressively overload that super stable movement. And I could have 200 pounds on each side. Let's just say I'm not doing 200 pounds on each side. Actually, for some piece of equipment I am, but it's not the same as like four plates on each side on a barbell. So think about that with dumbbells. Picking up 200 pound dumbbells and trying to do a press, it's going to be hard to lift, hard to rack. You're going to need a spotter on each side to get those weights up unless you're an absolute monster. It's just not the easiest thing to overload progressively once you get that strong. It doesn't make it impossible. It doesn't make it a bad choice. But obviously, first off, you have to have access to 200-pound dumbbells, and then you have to get them into position. That's going to fatigue you a lot already unless you have one of those dumbbell, you know, racking things that very rarely do people have. So again, you just want to make sure you pick something that you can overload properly. And preacher curls are very stable, and they change. The reason why preacher curls are great is because they allow you to get that tension at the end of the muscle. I shouldn't say the end of the muscle, at the full stretch. So yes, you want to go, you want to be careful. You don't want to completely lock out. A lot of people are saying, oh, it's so risky for biceps to do that. No, it's not. People that have no range of motion that all of a sudden straighten out their arms. Yeah. You can tear your biceps tendon. If you haven't progressively overloaded properly, you don't train properly. Yeah. You can, everything's a risk, but that doesn't happen if you have progressed properly. And the great thing about preacher curls is that when you start the movement, there's going to be tension. If you're standing up doing curls, there's no tension at the bottom. So face away curls with cables can be a great thing, or some machines that allow tension at the beginning range of motion. Because if you're at the bottom of a bicep curl, there's no tension at that first initial lifting point with dumbbells. But with a preacher curl, there is. And I have a preacher curl machine. It's an old school Strive before it became Prime. And which is great because I can actually put plates on different weight horns that put pressure on different parts of the range of motion. So I can actually put weight specifically on that beginning portion, and then it gets lighter at the top where I have a weaker ability to pull, and then I can match the strength curve of the muscle. Okay, so that was a lot, but answer that question in the manner that I felt appropriate for today. Flying Hammer Forge on Instagram. Again, live questions, hashtag APS in the comments. Is it actually plausible to build muscle at the same rate as you burn fat? No, absolutely not. You're not going to build muscle anywhere close to how quickly you can lose fat. And not at the same time either, unless you're morbidly obese or you've never trained. You know, you're new. You're not going to be building muscle and losing fat at the same time. You know, maybe there are certain combinations of anabolic steroids that allow you that to happen, but naturally, no, you're going to need a surplus. In other words, if you want to build a house, you need enough bricks and concrete and roofing and insulation, right? You can't build a house that's 2,000 square feet if you only have materials for 1,500 square feet. So when your body is in a net positive state in terms of calories and protein, you're going to be in a better position to build muscle. Your body is going to have more resources to recover, to aid repair, et cetera, physiologically. If you're in a calorie deficit, your body is more strapped for nutrients, and building muscle is not a priority. Can you cut? Can you maintain muscle while you're in a slight cut? Sure, you do it slowly, depending on which macros and what your split is. You can do it slowly over time. Otherwise, you're going to lose muscle at the same time if you're in a deficit. So you want to maintain your strength as much as possible. So essentially, when you're in a cut, you're trying to maintain your muscle. You're not really able to grow it in the same manner. People that are trying to do both are the ones that really get no results. If you're trying to put on muscle, eat enough. You need to be in a surplus. You don't have to bulk and get fat, but come on, eat your fucking food. Put that size on, baby. GEM, GEM, VMM, 123, Papa Swole, do you have cheat meals? And if you do, what do you usually eat? I don't have cheat meals. I just eat as much as I want of the foods that work best for my body. So I don't have a cheat per se. I don't eat anything with the mindset of like, ooh, this is bad. I shouldn't be eating this. I'm cheating. Nope. I eat foods that I know that I don't have issues with, and I eat them to my satisfaction. Seriously, I'll sit down with steak and white rice. And I mean, I don't need, I'm full. I don't understand why people need these cheats. Like, I'm eating to my satisfaction. Eating is, yes, it is a function. It's not entertainment. Can you hit certain taste buds and try different things that's like a drug? Sure. There's people out there. There are many people that are addicted to food. I just don't think that's the place to find purpose. That's not the place to find this kind of like entertainment. It's not a roller coaster. I still love my food. So I think that's the biggest paradigm that we have to change, is that when you're eating steak and rice and eggs and raw dairy and fruit and honey, like, what do I need to cheat? I love the food that I eat. I'm hungry. I eat. I'm full. I'm done. I'm good. I don't need to go and eat crap that's going to make me feel like shit and make me look like shit. So again, look around at all the people that eat like crap. Do you want to look like them? No? Then do better. I'm not eating quality food in order to cheat. I don't spend all this money on food and the time and the brain space and the education to know what foods work best and why they work best to then consciously make a terrible decision. That's not what I'm doing. That's not what I'm doing here. Now, some people do that and they can justify it any way they want. I'm just saying, with the information that I have and the experience that I have, I don't do all these things in order to go and eat shit. Why do I want to go and eat shit when I have a freezer full of amazing steak and beef? I'm very grateful that I have that. I've worked my ass off to be able to stock my freezer, and a lot of you have done the same. Like, it's not, I'm not, you know, doing all that for no reason. Why would I do all these things and then go and eat shit? I know what it does to me. There's no value to it. Plus, my taste buds have reset, so to speak. Any of those foods that are hyper palatable will probably taste disgusting. They smell bad. You stop eating fast food, you drive past the McDonald's, you're going to feel nauseous. It's a disgusting smell. So a lot of these foods, and when you see people, like, if you want something crunchy, have a fucking pickle, you know, have like, eat an apple, eat real food. First off, look at that tainty. Aww. Super sexy tainty, man. But I guess in closing with that, I don't eat to cheat. I don't train so I can have off days. A lot of people look at food as, oh, I have to restrict myself. Then you're not eating properly. If you eat food and you feel like you're restricted, if you're eating food and you feel like I have to restrict myself, I'm going to make a generalization. If you have to restrict yourself to not overeat, you're probably not eating good food. You're probably not eating a sufficient amount of protein or fat. You're not focusing on the right things. You're not cooking it the right way. There's something off, because I am telling you, it is so hard to put on weight when you are eating quality food. And this is not one meal. Well, I can eat 3,500 calories of steak and rye. I could eat that in one day. Sure, do it again the next day on purpose. And the next day, like, stuff your face on purpose and not be lifting, trying to put on fat. You have to actively do it. It's not like you ate too much on Monday and then that's it. You're going to get fat. You have to do it over and over and over again. That's why most people don't build muscle and don't make gains. And the same reason why people don't get less fat, because they don't really do what they think they do. Queen Victoria 1313, what foods do I need to eat to gain an inch or two on my butt? Jesus Christ.
Matt Damon.
Yeah, you're going to eat and just gain an inch or two on your ass. What in the fuck? I'm not even addressing that. Brandon 972, thank you for the terrible question. How does one get the hair of a thunder god? Eat quality food, have my parents, and yeah, you know what I mean? But quality food. People ask about my skin, my hair. Like, you know, my skin's not perfect. Like, I'll have, like, sometimes if I don't get quality sleep or something, or, you know, whatever it is, like, I might have, you know, you get a pimple now and again, everyone does. But like, my skin quality, how it feels and everything, it's always better when I get, when I know when my skin's really clear that my sleep is on point, my nutrition's on point, you know. It's a byproduct. Hair, skin, and nails. Hair, skin, and nails is nutrition. It's going to be genetics too. But again, your predispositions is not a sentence. So people might have predispositions to get diabetes. Well, you're not helping yourself if you drink a lot of soda. Well, my whole family has diabetes, so you need to be extra careful of that. My whole family's obese, so you are probably more predisposed to being obese. So take care of yourself. And some of you might have to be more aggressive than others. Can some people eat more garbage, or seemingly eat garbage and get away with it and not have the same kind of negative side effects? Yeah, there's different, people are predisposed to different things, but it doesn't mean it's going to happen. But of course, it might be more likely. Kanadam, aka Papa Soy, how many hours do I need to sleep? It's not just the hours, it is the quality. So I would say as much as possible. And what I mean by that is not just laying in bed, being awake, like hard to get back to sleep. You'll know when you're awake, okay, and you have to get up. A lot of you, most people need to sleep more. Most people need to sleep more. Very rarely can you sleep 5 or 6 hours and actually be healthy. It's usually not a good thing. And people that act like it is are just chronically sleep deprived and they're just used to it. So now I used to be for a little bit, I was like trying to always get up like super early and like the sun coming up and like, I like it. It's great. But my sleep is taking priority. So if I get to sleep a little bit later, I am going to sleep. And I try not to set an alarm. I'll try to sleep as much as possible when I'm awake. Okay, I'm ready to get up. Then I get up. Cause I train hard. God, I train hard and it takes a lot more out of me than I think. So I don't want to train like a pussy. And I try not to act like, oh, I train really hard, because I don't want to back off at all. So, but I do realize that it does take a lot out of me. So when I have hard workouts, I just, Like, it wipes me out. And I've been playing around with this. And when I don't set an alarm and I just try to sleep as much as possible, and that might be a luxury that some of you don't have, but you could do better. When I prioritize sleep and getting more sleep, I just always feel better. I always feel better. So I prioritize that. I'm not sacrificing my sleep anymore. Like, if I go sleep a little bit later, it's not like I'm getting up at 6:30 because I have to. No, no, I'm going to sleep. If I go sleep at 12, I'm going to try to sleep till 9 o'clock. I'll sleep as much as I can. And I just feel better. So if you want to get up earlier, go to sleep earlier. That's just common sense, isn't it? Alfonso Armoreno, 7. Papa Solio, more weight. More weight, less reps, less weight, more reps. More weight, less reps. I'm not going to over-explain that one. We answered a lot, but... Flying Hammer Forge, is toning a real thing or a myth? Complete myth. That just means you have muscle and less fat. There's no such thing as toning. Complete bullshit. Anything else? Any other questions live? Hashtag Ask Papa Slowly. Going once, going twice, going balls deep.
Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo! That's deep.
All right, let's get into a couple fun posts. Let's see what we got from the interweb today. Let's see what's in my folder. Pick a number, 1, 2, or 3. Which ones are we going to start with today? And then we'll give away the swole card. Pick a number. First one I see, we're getting into it. Aaron says number 2. Aaron, number 2.
What's in the box?
Make sure you hit that like button, subscribe, all that good stuff. The best show, the greatest show, the most fun show in Zachrelm. This is Fat and Beauty. Let's check it out, man. Fat and Beauty. Fat and Beauty.
Hi, friends. Good morning. So this person here commented, you're not fat, you're beautiful. And I'm sure that this was meant to be, you know, supposed to be positive and encouraging and everything. But I'm going to gently push back on this just a little bit and I'll explain why. Fat and beautiful are not mutually exclusive. And I am fat. That's a fact. And it's not a negative thing. It's just a descriptor of my body.
I'm not saying this. I'm not, you know, gonna like drag this person, but it is a negative thing. It is. It is a descriptor of your body. It is. It's because of the habits. Like, it's not a good thing. It's objectively not a good thing. Okay.
I'm fat, just like I am tall, just like I have blonde roots.
Okay. Being fat has nothing to do with your hair color. Being fat is not being tall. Being fat is lifestyle related.
With red hair, just like I have blue eyes. It's part of a way to describe me, and that doesn't mean that it's good or bad. It's bad. And I'm also beautiful, and it's taken me a really long time. Time to accept the fact that I can be both. When we say things like, you're not fat, you're beautiful, brings about a negative side to fatness. And
it's not good. I'm just going to say it again. It's not good.
Personally, as a fat positive content creator,
I get it.
I now try sense. Really hard to educate and show that those things can coexist together.
Okay. When your identity, if you're a fat creator or whatever, that's your thing. Obviously, you have to be fat. You can't change. That's your identity. That's what you are. You have a following and that's, you're connected to that. So you have to be fat. So you have to justify and play these mental gymnastic games in order to justify being fat. Cause you can't change. That's your audience. That's your grift.
Fat bodies are beautiful. Thin bodies are beautiful. Everybody in between is beautiful.
Big disagree. That's subjective. That's fucking a ludicrous thing to say. It's a ludicrous thing to say. I will tell you, beauty is usually something that is rare and challenging to achieve. Why? Because we look at beauty in a way like nature. You look at a flower and like this evolution over millions of years. Like, it's an amazing, symmetrical, beautiful, it smells like, that's beauty. Like, someone who ate too much cake is not beautiful. It's gross. It's grotesque. It's sloth. It's gluttony. It's just no discipline, no control. So beauty is someone who has a sculpted physique that worked hard to create symmetry and maximize the human body. There's beauty in that. And it's subjective, but I'm saying people assign beauty to things that are rare, things that are symmetrical, that have a like a classic or a mathematical proportion that our eye deems soothing and or it's a tough thing to describe, but you guys know what I mean. Just eating too much food does not equate to beauty. And okay, you can say it's subjective, but I think beauty is, there's a lot of, it's a hard argument to make. I think I made it like crudely, but there is a objective measure to beauty, in my opinion. The same thing with art. You put a chair in a room. Ooh, this is art. Now, fuck you. That's stupid modern art bullshit. Like, hey, here's some trash. There's some trash in a trash can and there's some loose paper around it. Oh, some people threw out paper and missed. Oh, this must be a writer who's being really creative and, you know, can't get started with his book. So he threw a couple things in the trash. A couple didn't make it. That's not art. Get the fuck out of here. Art is in the eye of the beholder. It's all creative. No, come on. There's certain things that are objectively beautiful. Really. There's absolutely objective beauty. And there's definitely a very strong argument you can make for that objective beauty and wonder.
So again, I don't think that this was meant in a negative way by any means. I appreciate, I can see where your heart's coming from. I just wanted to kind of explain how those things aren't mutually exclusive. They can be together. I am fat.
Okay. Okay. We can agree on that. We can agree on that. Okay. She was close, right? It's like she was close. She was saying some things like, hey, she's honest. She is fat. It's true. She's fat. But let's not act like I'm beautiful. That's a weird narcissistic. That's a weird egotistical thing to say. I'm beautiful. That's a weird thing to say. She's like, I'm fat. I'm also beautiful. It's like, yeah, God, like, no, I disagree. I'm not saying you're not a nice person, but I don't think you're beautiful. And that's not to be mean. If you ask 1,000 people, 998 people would agree with me. And the other two would be fat. So, you know, you don't have to, that's not an insult to that individual. But when you say something like that, well, that's your opinion and there's mine. And one of us is correct. Okay, pick a number. First one I see, number one or number two? Number one or number two?
What's in the box?
All right, number one, number two. What's it going to be? Who's going to get it first? Positive charisma, number two, he, him pronouns. Oh, dear Lord. What is going to happen here?
So this might be confusing for some people. So like I use he, him pronouns, right? But I don't identify as a man. But I'm trans. I'm trans non-binary. And I feel dysphoric about my body sometimes, like my curves and my butt. But at the same time, I like my boobs. Like, that's fine.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
I have no idea. I'm not even going to bother with that. I have no idea what to say. You're a trans, non-binary, you're a he, him, but you like your boobs sometimes. You're just a mentally disturbed individual and you need help. You need medication, most likely. You need a team of scientists with long white coats and clipboards and rooms with padded walls. Like, you need to be studied and you need to be probably rehabilitated before you can enter society, because you can't function like that. With brain function like that, you can't be a part of our society. You just can't. Your brain does not work. It does not understand the fundamentals of how to exist in society. So there's that. That's Jesus Christ. You know, I watch these videos sometimes. I'm not angry. Like, sometimes I get, you know, I'm sharing it because I think people need to know what's out there and what the left has become and really what is. Because if you look at these far reaches of society and the internet, this is where everything is sliding towards. That's why it's important to maintain logic and common sense, because that's what's coming. All right. A lot of people never thought like, oh, man is a woman. Yeah, we knew that. You go back 10 years. Everyone's like, what the fuck are you talking about? You talk about this trans, a man could be a woman, a 5-year-old can transition. What the fuck are you talking about, you lunatic? And now it's being foisted upon people. Like, no, you push back and you keep pushing back. And this is where it's heading. It's already there. So pay attention. But yeah, I'm like, look, I mean, I'm just sharing it. I don't have any energy for that right now. Don't lift heavy. Last one. I'm doing it.
What's in the box?
Don't lift heavy. Well, from the title, I disagree. Lift heavy as fuck. So probably coming from someone who doesn't even lift. Oh, I can't wait for this one.
Unpopular opinion in the fitness industry, but if you are planning to slim down an area of your body that has stubborn fat,
you can't reduce body fat in a certain spot. You can't spot reduce body fat.
Do not lift heavy there.
That's retarded.
At least until you lose that fat first.
That's even more retarded.
Do moderate to light resistance or light weights.
Disagree.
Because I'm telling you,
I don't trust you. You don't have any muscle.
Heavy lifting in an area that you have stubborn fat in is not going to do what you want. And it's just,
you have to stop eating garbage.
It's going to make that area look bigger, or it's,
it might make the area look bigger temporarily. So get your nutrition under control. Yeah. This is why women say, oh, when I lift weights, I get big too quickly. No, you don't. You're just still fat. And the muscle is, you know, getting swollen and stuff and, you know, maybe growing, and you're not doing anything to be less fat. You're still eating too much garbage and you have chronic inflammation and you're on birth control and all this other shit that's fucking up your hormones. Oh no, it's the heavy weights. No, it's not. No, it's not.
And take forever for that area to look slimmer, because stubborn fat is so stubborn that you can cause more built in that area from muscle faster than it is to lose fat in that area.
What the fuck? I gotta listen to that stupidity again. Hold on a second. Stubborn fat is so stubborn. How stubborn is that fat? Well, let me tell you, stubborn fat is so stubborn.
Stubborn fat is so stubborn that you can cause more built in that area from muscle faster than it is to lose fat in that area.
I still don't understand.
So focus on the fat loss first.
Nope.
And if you want to lift heavy in the future, you can, but just know that it is going to build more in that area.
What?
Emotional damage.
So just to let you guys know, like, if you have stubborn fat in an area, do not lift heavy there. Do moderate weight and focus on calorie deficit and fat loss.
Well, focus on fat loss. Well, again, I think everyone should stop focusing on fat loss or muscle gain. Focus on the habits. Okay. Guess what? If I eat quality protein, I eat enough food, I eat sufficiently, I'm in a, you know, eating around my maintenance and slightly more, you know, calorie surplus, I'm training hard, I'm progressively overloading, right? And I'm sleeping well. Guess what the outcome of that's going to be? It's going to be muscle gain. Okay. So stop focusing on fat loss. No, focus on building muscle and then, and lifting heavy and being in a slight deficit. You're going to lose fat. You need to maintain that lean tissue. You have to build muscle if you want to metabolize more fat more effectively. Otherwise, you're going to just be doing starvation. You get skinny fat, and you're going to fuck up your hormones and your bone density and all that stuff. The ability to talk so confidently about something that's so stupid is never ceases to surprise me.
And that's about it, because I wish I did that at the beginning. So I'm just telling you girlies now to not do that, because you will get really discouraged and be very insecure. And
are you saying a woman's going to feel insecure? Damn. No way. You don't say. You don't say. That happens? Shit.
It gets ugly before it gets better. And there's just no need to be doing heavy lifting in an area you want to look smaller in.
Oh. You make me heavy.
There's no need to do heavy lifting for an area that you want to look smaller in. What area is this? You know, what area is that going to be? Like, what are we talking about? Like heavy lifting, like your midsection? Well, you're not going to be doing heavy lifting for your stomach. Like, are you going to do an ab machine and just load up the full fucking stack? It doesn't make any sense. Now, how much volume you do? Let's talk about that. How much volume that you do? Let's say you want to lose, you know, you want, you know, arms to be not as big and you have extra body fat. That doesn't mean do like tons and tons and tons of resistance and try to build tons of muscle there. You should still be doing, maybe just do more general movements, maybe do specific weight training. You should still train muscle and you build the muscle anywhere. These women don't understand how muscle grows. They don't understand how big or how much it takes to build muscle. It's, you're seeing the fat. You're seeing right now what you see of me, you're seeing fat. You're seeing fat. This is all fat. It's skin and fat. Some areas have more. I have more fat, like most people, around my midsection right now. I'm in a surplus. I can see my abs in certain light and angles and stuff like that, but I'm not as lean as I could possibly be because I'm not in a deficit. I'm not trying to be super lean. I'm eating sufficient calories. And you have to, you know, you have to understand that you're going to not be as defined and not be as lean if you're trying to put on size, if you're eating properly. But no, you should be building muscle. You should be lifting heavy. You should be training hard. But I guarantee that anyone that has that problem, their nutrition is off. And you know how often we talk about this, talk about nutrition, talk about training, but no one wants to talk about birth control. No one wants to talk about hand soaps. And I mean, I guarantee she's a female. Like, she's a good looking female from what I can tell. I guarantee she wears deodorant, perfumes, right? Body wash, moisturizers, makeup, super toxic makeup in the makeup industry, the beauty industry, tons of toxic shit. It's fucking criminal. All the hair glosses and whatever the fuck you want to call it, sprays and all the, propellants and stuff like that, you know, car fresheners, air fresheners, all the things, you know, the polyester, the whatever women wear, tons of like, very rarely dudes, you can get away with 100% cotton stuff. Women, they're always wearing stuff, spandex and elastane and rayon and nylon and all this kind of stuff. So all the other toxic things in the environment that can also fuck up your hormones, right? You're training hard, you're eating well, this, that, and the other, but you're just surrounded with petrochemicals. You're sleeping on polyester. You are, you know, you have a lot of these things off-gassing in your house. You're wearing stuff, spraying everything. Just think about it. And we're not talking about one time. Oh, if you use Lysol one time, it's not the worst. People bathe in this shit. People clean their whole house. Like people have Glade plugins all over their house. Then they're using Tide and their laundry detergent and these synthetic, fabric softeners and dryer sheets. And then they're putting on perfumes and all this, you know, the synthetic deodorants and all the stuff every day in small quantities all the time. The bathroom, the soaps, the shampoos, everything. Mouthwash, the Listerine, you're killing all the bacteria in your mouth, the beneficial bacteria in your mouth every fucking day with Listerine. People are just, you know, all the fluoride and all this garbage, drinking tap water, plastic, microwaving in plastic, eating out of plastic, the garbage foods, the vegetable oils, the seed oils. We're talking about everything all the time and then wonder like, I can't just get rid of this little bit extra. It just won't go away. How come it just won't go? Because your entire fucking life is being, you're being attacked everywhere. So I'm not saying this to get bummed out and to get, oh man, I can't get out from under this, but you have to understand that all these things are happening. You are under attack. You are under attack all the time. Every time you turn on your phone, you look at social media and TikTok and Instagram, you're under attack. You're being attacked by these apps. You have to have that wall up. You have to have your defenses up. Every time you're told something by these fucking criminals, doctors and the medical community and pharmaceutical companies, the government, mainstream media, like you're being attacked every which way. You're being attacked. Your food's being attacked. They're trying to poison your food and give these fucking vaccines and mRNA manipulation, gene therapy to the cows and stuff that you're eating. So you just be surrounded by this fucking poison, corn and soy and genetically modified garbage. So you are being attacked. Now it's easier or perceivably for a lot of people to close their ears and like, oh, it's no way to live. La, 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 la. I'm not saying don't go outside. I'm not saying don't go anywhere, but I'm saying you have to be aware of this so you can make better decisions. And that's really the reason why a lot of people have all these problems. You make those changes and you will feel better and you will look better. And then people ask you, what do you do? And you tell them, oh my God, I could never do that. Oh my God, I could never do that. You're so obsessed. Oh, don't you ever cheat, but you're so strict. And people they ask for the answer, and then when they hear it, they're like, oh my God, oh, that's ridiculous. Oh my God, you can't just eat that. They say the stupidest fucking things. And why'd you ask? You don't want to do it. You just want to hear an answer that you would like, and you're not going to hear an answer that you like because it's called fucking hard work and consistency, and you don't want to hear that. So why don't you shut up and stop pretending like you want change when you don't? Because if you say you want change, you don't do anything different. You do the same fucking thing. You ask questions and don't take the advice, then shut your fucking stupid ass mouth. The facts are the facts. And if you just don't want to listen to them, that's your problem. All right. Swole card time. Fam, are you ready? Let's give this bitch away. Here we go. Falcon, pick me a winner. Swole Slug Saturday. Winner, winner. Steak and butter dinner. The Alabaster today. Congratulations, Alabaster.
Congratulations.
All right. Alabatard. Send us an email to support@swolenormous.com. Swolecard 2934 in the subject. Your mailing address in the body of the email. Congratulations. Swole Slut Saturday indeed. Nice.
Fury upon you like the crashing of a thousand waves! Begone, vile man! Begone from me!
The Almighty says, don't change the subject, just answer the fucking question.
And nailed it. All right, fam. Thanks for being here. Let's do. Do we have a throwback in the folder? Crank that hog up. Let me see. Yeah, this is an. It's an older one. I kind of remember what this is. Let's see what we got. Throwback 15. Let's check it out.
A really like mind-blowing point.
It's when you're being
My sister brought up a really like mind-blowing point. It's when you're being fatphobic, you're also being a little bit classist. Have you heard of this argument?
No, because it's fucking stupid.
Not heard of that.
Hey, bro, let's start a podcast. Let's do a podcast, bro.
To buy a whole meal at a grocery store.
What the fuck did you just say?
To buy a whole meal at a grocery store is a lot more expensive. But if you go like to say a McDonald's, they have like a dollar.
Or Little Caesars.
Yeah, you could get pizza for $10.
Not anymore.
Yeah, you're a fucking idiot.
Huge cap. It's easier and cheaper. That's not fucking true.
Stop lying.
No one's going to McDonald's and spending a dollar. No one.
To even have time to work out is also a privilege.
If you don't want to eat healthy and exercise, then just say that. To even have time, oh my God, you make time. 24 hours in a day. Manage your time better. Oh God, it's not, look, if you go to McDonald's, you're spending easily 15, 20 bucks for one person. Easily 15, 20 bucks. And you're getting poisoned. So you spend 15, 20 bucks, just saying, let's say you go and you get a whatever meal and whatever plus tax, you know, most places, let's say 15, 20 bucks. You can get 2 pounds of grass-fed beef. Let's say you go get grass-fed beef, $5.99, $6.99, $7.99. Let's say you go $8.99. You get that, you can get 5 pounds of fucking white rice, you can get some butter, you know, you can get that for the same price. So you can get a pound of grass-fed beef or 2 pounds. Like you can get a few meals out of that. You can get a couple meals rather. Yeah. Oh, you have to go home and cook. Oh my God. The fucking horror of making some goddamn food. All right. Thanks for being here, fam. We'll see you tomorrow for Ask Papa Swolio Live. So go to askpapaswolio.com to call into the show. SwolenormousX.com to get access to all the programs, training, yoga, meditation, everything that the members enjoy, plus private episodes, including the private groups and so much more. Check us out, SwolenormousX.com. And in closing, this is the last day. Tomorrow, it ends tomorrow night. Buy one, get one 50% off over at papaswolio.com. Buy one, get one huge special, great opportunity for everyone, including Swole Fam members, to get a little bit extra off. Automatically applied at checkout. So you buy three, you get three 50% off that old chestnut. Go check it out, papaswolio.com. Thanks for being here. We'll see you tomorrow. Peace, McGee's, Deuce McGoose, your boy, Papa Swolio. Oh.
Crazy flow, need a straight jacket. Cash flow, I'm a bank addict. Six subs, had the bass smacking. 808, had the place clapping. Three girls is enough for me, so I pull out like the stock crashing. Like an IPO, trying to purchase me. This a private sector, so you can't have it. Faking all that boom bapping. Who you think you is, boy? 90s want they sound back, so I gift rap all these fake rappers as I take matters in my own hands. I don't need rapping, I don't need zans. I don't need help, I'm a grown man. Now they came left and they so mad, it's like...
Then y'all found that.